Hi, this is Evan Hodek, and this is my Scottish dialect sample from Clive Cussler's Pharaoh's Secret. The MV Torino was a 300-foot steel-hulled freighter built in 1973. With her advancing age, small size, and slow speed, she was nothing more than a coaster now, traveling short routes across the Mediterranean, hitting various small islands on a circuit that took in Libya, Sicily, Malta, and Greece. In the hour before dawn, she was sailing west, 70 miles from her last port of call in Malta, and heading for the small, Italian-controlled island of Lampedusa. Despite the early hour, several men crowded the bridge, each of them nervous, and with good reason. For the past hour, an unmarked vessel running without lights had been shadowing them.
"Are they still closing in on us?"
The question came as a shout from the ship's master, Constantine Bracco, a stocky man with pile-driver arms, salt-and-pepper hair, and stubble on his face like coarse sandpaper. With his hand on the wheel, he waited for an answer.
"Well?"
"The ship is still there,"
the first mate shouted.
"Matching our turn and still gaining."
"Shut off all of our lights,"
Bracco ordered. Another crewman closed a series of master switches, and the Torino went dark. With the ship blacked out, Bracco changed course yet again.
"This won't do us much good if they have radar or night vision goggles,"
the first mate said. "It'll buy us some time," Bracco replied.
"Maybe it's the customs service," another crewman asked. "Or the Italian Coast Guard."
Bracco shook his head.
"We should be so lucky."
The first mate knew what that meant.
"Mafia!"
Bracco nodded.
"We should have paid. We're smuggling in their waters. They want their cut."
Thinking he could slip by in the dark of night, Bracco had taken a chance. His roll of the dice had come out badly.
"Break out their weapons," he said. "We have to fight."
"But Constantine,"
the first mate said,
"that will go badly with what we're carrying."
The Torino's deck was loaded with shipping containers, but hidden in most of them were pressurized tanks as large as city buses filled with liquefied propane. They were smuggling other things as well, including 20 barrels of some mysterious substance brought on board by a customer out of Egypt. But because of the rampant fuel taxes throughout Europe, it was the propane that brought in the big money.
"Even smugglers have taxes to pay,"
Bracco muttered to himself. Between protection money, transit money, and docking fees, the criminal syndicates were as bad as the governments. "And now we'll pay double. Money and cargo, maybe even triple if they want to make an example of us." The first mate nodded. He had no wish to pay for someone else's fuel with his life.
"I'll get the guns," he said.
Bracco tossed him a key.
"Wake the men. We fight or we die."
The crewman took off for the weapons locker and the berths on the lower deck. As he disappeared, another figure entered the wheelhouse. A passenger who went by the odd-sounding name Amon Tah. Bracco and the crew called him the Egyptian. Thin and spindly, with deep-set eyes, a shaven head, and caramel-colored skin, there was little about the man that seemed imposing to Bracco. In fact, he wondered why anyone had chosen so unformidable an escort to accompany what he only assumed to be barrels of hashish or some other drug.
"Why has the ship been darkened?"
Amon Tah asked bluntly.
"Why are we changing course?"
"Can't you guess?"
After a moment of calculation, the Egyptian seemed to understand. He pulled a 9mm pistol from his belt, held it limply, and stepped to the door, where he gazed out into the dark void of the sea.